Call the City of Dyer Mayor Board of Alderpersons meeting June 25th, 2018 to order. We have a quorum present. First to approve the minutes of June 11th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Simon. Go right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Second, approve the minutes of June 18th, 2018 special call meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Mr. Robert. Go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any visitors? No visitors. Mayor's report. We talked about hiring a part-time employee, just a seasonal employee. We have not done that yet. I was going to get confirmation from the board to make sure we're still on track with that and everything. So if there's a motion to go to move forward with that.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start Michael. Go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item B is disposition of property on North Main. The Holy New Beginnings Ministry. Is there a motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? The discussion is that we will, all we're doing is advertising, making sure there's not any, anybody having any objections to us leaving that property over to them.
Did somebody talk to them?
Yes.
Okay.
If there's any more discussion, we'll call the roll. Start with Tom. Go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item C. First, if there's anybody running for alderman and everything, now's the time for petitions for this year. I think they're going to be turned in by August the 16th. Also, 4th of July opening ceremonies will be Wednesday night at the BFW.
Please come.
Yeah, if you guys can make it, please come.
Is this Wednesday night?
Yes. 4th of July is seven days, Wednesday to Wednesday. Opening ceremonies start at 6, right? Maybe
7. I'll be out of town.
Say again?
I'll be out of town.
Okay. I mean, yeah. We understand that there's... Also, there will be a 4th of July schedule. If you guys need one, you can come by City Hall and everything. We can print one out for you. That way you'll have it for the whole 4th. You'll have the whole schedule. If you'll stay over for a few minutes after tonight, if you want one, then we can go back and copy you one real quick or whatever. So, you're going to take care of the other end. Okay. Department reports fire.
Only thing I have, we're going to have a cookout. July the 4th at 6 o'clock at the fire station. All of y'all and your families are welcome, everybody. We'll have barbecue and bologna and hamburger hot dogs for kids. And then we'll go do the fireworks. That's all I have.
Thank you. Police?
No report.
Street?
Nothing this time, Mayor.
Finance personnel?
Well, anything, Mr. Mayor, except the May financial reports are at the member seats.
Water and sewer?
Water's okay. I should have got it with Nathan today and talked to him about it. You know, we discussed the effluent meter at the wastewater plants acting up. It had quit working. It wasn't registering correctly. And I thought, and the state's real particular about these meters. They want them to be right. They have to be calibrated yearly. Well, Higdon Electric had come by and calibrated it, but the next day's reading was still off. The next 2 days' readings were still off. And so I felt like, and so did Bubba Higdon, felt like that the meter was going bad. But since then, the numbers, you know, look like they've come back. But now my concerns are, because of the importance of this meter and everything, if it does happen to completely go out between the next board meeting, do I need to go ahead and get something, get an okay to...
What's the price of it?
It'd be about $3,700 installed.
Entertain a motion to purchase, if needed, a water meter not to exceed $4,000.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
How old is that one?
Actually, the one, and I don't understand why he done it that way. The one on the effluent went bad. Well, he put a new one at the influent and moved that one to the effluent. And so they've been there since I've been here. So I don't know. It's old.
Okay.
But we had to have one for the influent or effluent.
How long does it take to get one?
See, there's another problem right there and everything. It has to come from Hawk and everything, and I don't know the availability of it. You know, sometimes coming from Hawk and everything, it takes a little while to get them in. And so that's another reason why that if this happened to go bad, I want to get something into work as soon as possible.
If you went out and you had to order one, how long would it?
That's what you don't know.
That's what you don't.
Let me rephrase that. How would you meter that if it went out?
If it went out, you just have to guesstimate.
And there's two different ones, influent and effluent.
That's right.
Are they both the same meters? Just two different? I know one goes in, one goes out.
Right.
And it's the big meter that's out there.
Right.
Okay. Both of those meters are the same. If one of them went out and the other one stayed good, you could put it in either one of them.
You got a spare? Oh no.
Well, see, that's my intentions. You know, is the reason why I want to go with Hawk is because the new one we've got is a Hawk, and I really like the looks of it, the way it's made, and everything.
But
I want to stay with the same one.
But
yes.
but the bottom line is, you need another one.
Well, I'm afraid so. I mean, it's working okay right now.
But you could use this same meter in the influent if it went out.
If this was a spare, you could use it on either side if you needed to.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Right. So if we went ahead and purchased this to have it on the shelf.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying?
Right, yes, sir.
That's what you're asking for, kind of.
Well, kind of. I mean,
You don't want
to go. I don't want to buy nothing unless I have to have it.
It'd be best.
And it probably would.
It'd be better.
I mean, the state is, they're a little bit more lenient on water than they are wastewater. They're really particular about this, the wastewater, what the range is going
on. It could take weeks to get this.
Right. It'd be best to order.
This is at the outfall right there.
That's
that sonic meter that's at the outfall.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So my suggestion is we purchase it and everything, let Randy lock it up, put it on the shelf and everything when he needs it and install it. And he can give us an update on it once he installs it.
At least it'll be in our hands.
Right.
You know. Is there anything you can do to the old one?
No, sir, because this has come up once before. We've had trouble with it and everything, and when you call the company about it and everything, they tell you the only thing you can do is replace it.
Can't rebuild it.
That's right.
You got no choice.
Any more discussion? Not call the road start. Robert, go right.
Aye.
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 What's Gary?
Thank you. That's all I have.
Committee report, public safety and health. Only thing that I have is the same thing Ryan had. If you guys want to come down on 4th of July, you know, he would like for you to come down and meet his new fireman and enjoy some barbecue and stuff like that.
That's at 6 o'clock?
Yes.
6 o'clock.
Finance Administration Personnel Committee. Street Maintenance Water Sewer Committee.
Oh, I really hate to have nothing.
Oh.
That's
buildings.
Are we going to be able to finish mowing the park?
Yes, sir.
Down there where the grass is up and everything, where it had all that water?
I feel
still
like
too wet?
We will, but if we don't, we will get it weeded. We'll knock it down. If we have to, we'll get out there with trimmers and trim it down.
And have we done anything to the playground area? Fluffed it up?
They're going to work on the rest this week and part of next week. They've still got parade route. They still got the park to finish up. They've been working at the park for the past couple of days and everything. Bradley was down there today getting the ball fields fixed back like they should be and everything. And everything should be in order.
I asked Bradley about, you know, the adding to the spots and everything, and he went down and looked at it. He didn't think that they needed any adding to it. So, you know, if you want to come by and get with me tomorrow, come by.
I looked at it the other day, and we're going to order a new top in the next budget year.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't see that we needed to do it before. I didn't want to add two different kind of mulches to it if we didn't have to.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, the only thing that really needs to be checked on is make sure that the grass and things like that's out of the playground and
yes,
everything's picked up. Bottom part of the tree limbs on around the playground where people would walk and hit their head or their eye on a limb when they're walking around.
Bradley said Friday he went down there and spent all afternoon trimming limbs. Level
there if
I make sure. So
my head or your head?
Well, I hope it's over his head.
Yeah. You might have a little excess of mulch under the slide or something like that, might you? If you need to catch a little hole or something.
Yeah, but I think they're all covered in.
Oh.
We had an employee to go down and move some stuff around and everything. About 2 months ago that none of us knew about, didn't know that he went down there and done it. And that's why the swings were covered up. He got tired of being off. He went down there and covered it. He's raked. That's a pretty good job.
I volunteered to mow the other day.
I know. So, the water leak at the park is fixed.
Maybe the water bill will go down around here now, huh?
I doubt it. On the way our water bill's going to go down.
Well, we stopped the big well leak up there.
That's right. The only way our water's going to go down is the population has to go way up because the cost of that water and wastewater is divided out over this amount of citizens you have. We produce more water and wastewater, well, not wastewater, we produce more water than we necessarily need. There's not anything you can do about it. And it's not divided out. You take Jackson, it's divided out over 30,000, 40,000, how many ever people. You know, and we're divided out over 2,400 people.
Are you saying that we have more leaks around?
No, I'm saying that we don't have the population. We still have...
To divide out the numbers.
That's right.
Okay.
To divide the numbers out. And that's the reason where we're at. Plus the cost of everything has went up over the years and everything, and we're just trying to keep up without taxing our citizens to death. It is what it is. That joker last morning, Marston.
You didn't have to go there, man. I was just kidding with you.
You ask a question, you get the explanation.
Oh, don't
shut up,
we, bro.
Unfinished business. Item A, pass on second, final reading, ordinance 2018-250.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not color, I'll start tongue, right?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item B, pass on second.
Aye.
final ordinance 2018-251.
So move.
Second.
Motion made second. Any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Frank on left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Any other unfinished business? Not new business. Item 8, write off the liquid water accounts. Understand that these went from about 13,000 last year or 11,000 last year to about 6,000 this year. Next year it'll be better than what it is this year. These people have either passed away, moved, or whatever reason. It is what it is. If you look at it real quick and everything, you'll see that the highest point is like $214. You remember before it was like $500 or $600. We've done a better job of cutting off water and getting it down before the bill gets too high. Any more discussion? Not call the roll. Start time. Go right.
Aye.
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 Who made the motion?
I don't remember.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, is it? Is it? Okay, let's make a motion then.
I make a motion to write off the water bills for period ending June 30th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made second. Any discussion?
Slow down.
Go ahead.
Why is the same names on here two or three different times?
They moved. These are all within, these are all in the 2015-16 fiscal year. Some of these people moved. They've moved sometimes two or three times during that 12-month period.
Are they not made to pay the bill that they owed at the last house first?
If they are current when they get, they are nearly current when they get ready to move, we'll transfer the deposit. We're going to implement a policy change, hopefully in July or August, where we can do a balance transfer to the new account so we don't have old accounts hanging out. You see, because what will happen is like Ashley will move.
They'll come in with their new water bill and that account number, and so we pay that bill, not thinking about the one that they just moved from.
And you'll remind them, and they say, well, I'll get that paid. And so there is a way in the system to transfer the balance to the new account, and we need, we could probably do it without you guys approving a policy, but before we start doing that, because it's a new thing for us, we'd like for y'all to say, yeah, go ahead. If you're moving, if Ashley moves from one house to another, her deposit transfers, and her balance needs to transfer to.
What is the deposit?
$150.
I'm going to say you take that out of that and make them pay the rest of the deposit before they get the new water turned back on.
Well, I mean, what we do is, I mean, all of these, we've taken the deposit out of most of these, but if we can get them, of course, back in this time period, the deposit wasn't $150. But if we can get the balance transferred, the other thing is that we're simply going to have to be more. Less understanding with folks. And
we've also got to understand, guys, you've got to understand this stuff, it goes back 3 years. Next year to go back 3 years. So it's falling off every year, and it's going to get down to almost nothing. But we just got to get there.
My only concern is we got names on here that's on here three times.
I understand, but that has to do with transferring the way it was done and the way that it's going to be done.
I would think, not calling any names, before, if they ever want to hook up water again.
We do not let them hook up unless they pay the pass due.
We got $236 from somebody the other day on top of their $150 deposit that had run off one in the past.
Okay.
So
before they get another meter, they have to pay their old bills.
Prior to about 4 years ago, we didn't collect driver's license information or telephone numbers.
Okay.
And now, if you turn on the water in Dyer, you've got to have a driver's license. You've got to have a state-issued ID, which means we had people that would come up here. Tom Mickelson would come up here and turn on water, and he'd tell us his name was Michael Barron.
Really?
We didn't know. I mean, no. If we don't know you, we don't, you know. And so that you'd have folks that would turn the water on in their mama's name and in their niece's name.
Because they knew they had a previous bill.
That's right. And so now you still get one where Fred Ivey turns his water on, and then the next time his wife turns it on. And we can't do anything about that. But there's only two of you in the house, so I'm kind of see what I'm saying. And And so it's a combination of we're doing better checking folks when they come in. We're getting meaner. The mayor had a conversation with us the other day about getting mean with folks, and then we're gonna get to the point where we can do a balance transfer as well as a deposit transfer. This number is going down. In the last, it was $11,000 2 years ago, $9,000 last year, $10,000 3 years ago. I mean, it's getting more manageable.
Any more discussion? Not Kylie Rose, Kirk Thomas, all right.
Aye.
Any other new business? Not move the council June 11, 2018. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to pay that count.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Put ties over the fire truck.
You approved it at the last board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
You approved it at the last board meeting.
I know, but did they ever do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they put them on board.
Okay.
And that bill went in with the last payment we made after y'all approved that purchase.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Mr. Abbey, sir.
Our Buddy Laster's 2400, is that an average? Is that...
2 months.
That is... quite a bit.
More than a month?
Yes.
Okay, it's still $400 a dollar?
Yes.
Okay.
What we're noticing is that we're seeing an increase in this stuff is in the warmer months, and in the winter months you don't get much.
Right.
And not only that, your health officer's doing part of this.
Yes.
Yeah. But we're making sure it's city stuff.
Well, as much as we can. I mean, you know.
They turn in a log every week, so we know where it's supposed to come from.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of hard to say that 100%, but...
What do they do now? Is there just one person goes down there? If we don't have the inmates...
We got two.
Oh, you got two county employees that go down and help? Okay.
They're probably two on Saturday, don't they?
Yes.
Okay.
They've been kind enough to send two.
And you have two now.
Yeah, we got an extra one today. Yeah. Starting today.
Everything's going okay?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
Just started today.
Good thing, Manny.
He just started today.
Yeah. It's a repair to the ice machine at the fire department. Mm-hmm.
15.
Which provides ice for everybody. So, not everybody.
If you want.
Yeah, we need to. Next time I get ready to buy, I buy ice sometimes up here. I just need to remind me of that.
I will.
Okay. I mean, ice doesn't cost much.
I forget about it.
It does when you go through it like the fire department does during the summer.
That's true.
That's why you bought it.
Richard, you got anything else? I'm sorry, Craig.
What about 1590?
What's 1590?
That's the ice machine.
That's what I just asked about.
The fire department.
You can't hear.
No, I can hear, but where is it?
Right there.
In numerical order
there.
Right below 1578, Mr. Tom.
I got 1670.
If he's looking at
it, we'll go back up to 1590 then. You need to get your new book.
There was a couple of things added.
Okay.
Like the $146,000 charge.
It's very true. The biggest one.
We already knew what that was. Was it asking?
That must be in here, huh?
It's in this bag.
It's in this one. It'll be all right.
Not find it.
Yeah, I'm past that.
Okay.
1839 David's Garage, that's for, that was for the police car, wasn't it?
No, that's for the fire truck.
Antique fire truck restoration.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one that's true?
Yeah.
Are they through with that car?
They're close. Oh, which car?
They'll be the SUV.
Oh, yeah.
The new, the...
Yeah, that, we won't have any more bills on it, right? Yeah. The console, but did we pay for it or not?
We may have already paid for it.
I'm not sure if we paid for it or not.
Where are we at on the fire truck? Restoration.
We're waiting on a,
Can't remember.
Fuel pump, water pump.
Having a hard time finding it. We've got a motor.
We're gonna be able to have them spray?
No. That's next year, you didn't hear correctly.
We may have to put it down the last truck and pull it down.
We just dragged it.
Is that one package?
But we're probably gonna rebuild the car. Send it off and rebuild.
The trailer look good.
The body and everything is done with though.
No, they ain't done anything yet. They're just trying to get it mechanically going.
We're trying to make sure it runs before we should tackle that.
Who lost the windshield?
One of our mowers slung a rock into the side of a into the side window of a car.
Okay.
We replace two or three windshields a year, two or three mailboxes a year. And this is just one of them.
That happened at?
Right here at the where the old city hall used to be. It was a freak accident, really. And the our employee that did it was just absolutely terrified, just mortified. He thought it was over.
At least he told you.
Well, and yeah, and the gentleman whose window we broke was very understanding, and he seemed real pleased with how responsive we were. And that's not a big deal. Like I said, we do two or three a year somewhere this time of the year. And it's below, I mean, we got a $500 deductible on that, so I'm just going to file them.
Hey, I'm good. I'm here all night.
They don't start wearing their vests, boy.
Ken? Yes, sir. Is that what you want to do? Want to do?
Well, I'll be out on the side of the highway. I think they need to wear it.
Okay.
You know.
Say, Randy, I told you. Didn't I tell you?
Are they hot, or why don't they like wearing them?
Yeah,
they're hot.
Yeah.
They're hot.
I mean, what a vest.
Do they make one that's less
thin?
Air will go through?
Yeah, the air goes through, but it's still an extra layer of clothes you got on in the sun.
If they're on the main highway, they know to wear their vest and everything, like north and south main and stuff.
Right.
If they're on at the park or something like that, they're not going to wear that.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On the highway, on the side of the road where they're going and they got to turn, you know, they need to be, you know.
They need to be dressed, don't
they? They need to. And I know they make some real thin because we got them at the plant. We got to wear them out there on the yard when we go in the yard.
Well, they have those real thin ones.
Throw over, something to throw over, you know.
Okay. We have a good source for high-vis t-shirts with reflective stripes. They're not nice like the uniform shirts, but if you want me to look at some of those, I can do that. That would be.
Let me see if the guys
wear
a vest or get t-shirts.
Lightweight
t-shirt could be nice. It's our seasonal employees are the only ones that don't have them because our full-time employees have the high-vis vests.
Shirts with the, right. They got, their shirts are high visibility. But,
yeah.
But
so
these guys,
they don't need vests, but the other ones do. So we'll just use a couple of vests and everything because, I mean, by the time you get shirts or whatever, there's going to be.
Okay.
Not a big deal. Okie dokie. Anything else? If not, call the road, start with Michael, and go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you much for the journey.
So much.
We take these with us, I believe.